In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. First week in the Great Lent. Almost we have like finished 1 week. And if we are not fasting yet, we have to fast. If you feel that it's so too small, like it, we can pass 1 week or 2 weeks, for example, don't make like that, because you will find that the great Lent will like run, and we will feel like we will go to the last week, which is a whole week, very fast. During this great Lent, we decided that we have different things we have to talk about. We know that every week we have, for example, today is the week of treasures, the first week in the Great Lent. But we decided, the Father decided, that we will take the Psalms of the Repentance, which is 7 Psalms. Abu Nashnuda started last week by Psalm 6, which is named... I remember, I have it in my head, like, okay, I forgot it. So Psalm 6, he started by Psalm 6, and after that, we will continue our series by Psalm 32, which is the joy of forgiveness. I will read it quickly to know it. I will read it in Arabic and in English. عشان بس كل الناس تبقى عارفة. And after that, I will go back. طوبى للذي غفر إثمه وسترت خطيته. طوبى لرجل لا يحسب له الرجل خطية ولا في روحه غش. لما سكت بليت عظامي. لما سكت بليت عظامي من زفير اليوم كله. لأن يدك ثقلت علي نهارا وليلا تحولت رطوبتي إلى يبوسة القيز أعترف لك بخطيئتي ولا أكتم إثمي قلت أعترف للرب بذنبي وأنت رفعت أثام خطيئتي لهذا يصلي لك كل تقي في وقت يجدك فيه عند غمارة المياه الكثيرة إياه تصيب أنت ستر لي من الضيق تحفظني بترنم النجاة تكتنفني أعلمك وأرشدك الطريق التي تسلكها أنصحك عيني عليك لا تكون كفرس أو بغل بلا فهم بلجام ورمام زينته يكم لألا يدنو إليك كثيرة هي نكبات الشرير أما المتوكل على الرب فالرحمة تحيط به افرحوا بالرب وابتهجوا يا أيها الصديقون واهتفوا يا جميع المستقيم القلوب Blessed is he whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long. For day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the throat of summer. Kilmit Sila, it's like he stopped. There is like music. I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and you forgive the iniquity of my sin. For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you. In a time when you may be found, surely in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near him. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle. Else they will not come near you. Many sores shall be bewitched, but he who trusts in the Lord in mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. This is the second psalm of repentance. The scholar said they have some psalms together, Psalm 51, Psalm 130, and Psalm 145. It's together and they are singing together as psalm of repentance. Exactly, St. Paul said in Romans, the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputes righteousness without words. St. Paul took this part in Romans from the part of the Psalm 32. And he's talking about the salvation of God. If Psalm 6 is already, we are talking about tears, which we talked already last week, this one, it's also about the joy that we received after we confess our sins. The key of a psalm, two words, keep silent and hide. The problem that sometimes I feel that I have a sin and I will forget. I did it already before and I feel better that I will leave it. And I will hide my sin, I will keep silent. I'm not going to confess, I'm not going to repent. I have no time, I have to keep all the situation like that. And I feel better. I expect to feel better, but I will not. Hiding, the key of these psalms, hiding or keep silent with my sin make very, very bad emotions and very bad feelings inside my heart, and we will see. He said, your hand is very heavy on me. My bones grow old. I will feel all the time guilty. Something inside my heart, something like I feel the bird like inside my heart, something very heavy on my shoulder. That's why he said, when the prophet David prayed Psalm 51, when the prophet Nathan pointed his finger toward him and he said, you are the man. What happened, David, he sinned already and did this sin, what, and we know about it. So after that, a prophet Nathan came to him and said, you are the man. He said, steal from a poor man, a small sheep. And David, as a king, he said, who did that? That you are the man. And he fingered his finger on him. And he said, you are the man. After that, David said, he tried to repent. And he said, what I can do? With his tears, he started to pray Psalm 6 and Psalm 51. And if we can divide this psalm to four parts, divine forgiveness, divine protection, divine guidance, and divine joy. Let's start to, in this journey, in this psalm, quickly, and let's see what it said exactly. First part, blessed is whose the transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man for whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and whose spirit there is no guile. Tuba lazi ghufira ithmuhu sutrat khatiyati. توبة لرجل لا يحسب له الرجل خطية ولا في روحه غش. Deep Psalm already, David trying to tell who are enjoy the life of repentance. يا بخت اللي ربنا ينسى كل خطيته. يا بخته. And when we go through the part of forgive, in Hebrew, it's lift up. When we go to the meanings of forgiveness, it's lift up. It means that I will lift up all my sin. As if the sin is a burden on my shoulder. And God come to me and say, Habibi, what you want? You want to give it to me until you leave this burden on your shoulder. عايز تخلي اللي على كتفك خلي. بس أنا موجود هاخد اللي عندك. I'm always talking to God I am a sinner. He said, Habibi, come to me and confess. I can take all your sins. Don't worry. I came on the cross. My blood washed all your sin. Come to me only. Sometimes I'm very stubborn. No, I'm not coming. Habibi, I will take your sin. حبيبي أنا هنا عشانك أنت، أنا جيت عشانك أنت على الصليب، أنا غسلت أساساً خطيتك، أنا دفعت الثمن. I pay already the price for you. Why you are stubborn? Why you didn't give me your sin? I will forgive you. Sometimes I'm very stubborn for that. And I keep silent. I take all the sins inside my heart and I keep silent. The sin, there is four terms of evil. Iniquity, and this is exactly what's written in this verse. Iniquity, sin, disobedience, guile. There's different kind of evil. What I have to do. Number one is forgiveness. Forgiveness, it means, as I said, I left. God came to me. Jesus Christ was incarnated and he was crucified on the cross and he took all the sin on his shoulders. And he said, I will take all of that on my shoulder. Don't worry. And he said in Matthew 11, he came to call us who labor and heavy laden to enjoy his rest. Blessed are they whose sins are covered. And covered also means left. Number one is forgiveness. ربنا بيسامح بطريقة عجيبة جدا. You can imagine that our fathers and our parents, we did a lot of mistakes in our life. And after that, they are very sad and mad from us sometimes. And they said, okay. After that, like, Papa, can you forgive me? Mama, can you forgive me? Like they said, okay, Habibi, I forgive you. And so I'm asking myself why they are forgiving me. I did a lot of mistakes. It's coming from the love of parents to their kids. You can imagine the love of parents. I can't compare this love with the love of God. Every time I sin and I'm dirty, I come to him again under his feet and I said, I am a sinner. He said, Habibi, I forgive you, Habibi. So after a while, when I remember the sin, I can go to him again, back again to him and ask, like, you forgive me, really? So he replied, no, I forget. Not only forgive, I forget too. مش بس ربنا يجي يقول لي أنا حبيبي سامحتك، لا ده أنا نسيت حبيبي اللي أنت عملته، ما عرفش أنت عملت إيه. مش أنت اعترفت وخلاص. أنا شلت كل ديت. Not only forgiveness and cover. After I come to Abuna and I confess and I repent already before, sometimes I feel guilty. So God come to me, cover me by His mercy. روح يخش جوه كده برحمته يقول تعالى حبيبي أنا هاخدك جوايا ما تخافش أنا هغطيك. Repentance. That's why this is enjoy. Repentance. Enjoying not because I'm leaving all or I try to wash my sin only. No, it's covering by the mercy of God. ربنا بيغطيني بحمايته. You can imagine that I come to God and I'm telling him I'm guilty. And when he's exactly looking to me and he's saying, Habibi khalas malish. And he covered me by his mercy. And not only covering, so forgiveness, covering, and absolution from the charge. And he said, خلاص يلا روح. كل حاجة خلصت. Everything is gone. I pay the price for you. St. Paul said in 2 Corinthians, because we judged us that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has reconciled to us the word of reconciliation. This is the divine form of forgiveness. توبى للذي غفرت أثامه أو اسمه وسترت خطيته توبى للرجل لا يحسب له الرجل رب خطية ولا هو في وجه غش. Again, as we said, I'm enjoying because not only because I confess, I repent, and I said my sin, I'm enjoying by His mercy all the time. You know what exactly to explain this? In the 2 Samuel, the Lord has also put away your sin, you shall not die. This is exactly what He said in Samuel. For love will cover a multitude of sins in 1 Peter. The third to sixth verse, he said, while I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the heat of summer. لما سكت بليت عظامي من زفير اليوم كله لأن يدك ثقلت علي نهارا وليلا تحولت رطوبتي إلى يبوسة القيس. David the prophet, he's trying to explain how he was enjoying it in the beginning of the psalm, how he was enjoying when he revealed his sin. So he said, when I revealed my sin, I felt like this is amazing because I felt I already surrounded by His mercy and He covered me. So He gave me the forgiveness. He gave me also to the covering of Him by His mercy. And the third part was the absolution from my charge, and was very amazed. And this is what happened. Why? What happened for that? Because he felt that he was something heavy on his heart. When it was very heavy because he was silent. He said that I did this. And while I kept silent, my bones wasted away. As I said before, David expect that when he leave everything for the time, he will forget. When he felt that, okay, he was a sinner against many things. Against God, against himself, against Bathsheba, against her husband, against his people, against the army, against everyone. But he felt that, okay, I will keep now this situation, I will live like that now, and it's okay. The time will, I will forget everything. But God will never forget. That's why he said when he left the sin inside his heart, he felt that I'm good. What happened? The situation now is good. Everything is good. I am the king. I have the kingdom. I have the army. I have everything. I do the same. I have a sin inside me, and I leave it for a time as if maybe I will forget, or as if خلاص هتتنسى بعد كده بقى خلاص راحت. But he said, while I kept silent, my bones wasted away. After that, he threw my groaning all day long. For day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. His hand, God's hand, was heavy. Heavy, how it's heavy. ربنا أحيانا بيستخدم إيده بتبقى يمكن صعبة سنة شوية. I go through temptation. It's due to my sin. God sometimes uses these temptations and troubles to awake me up. To tell me, حبيبي, انت بعيد عني. انت رحت فين؟ انا نفسي اجيبك عندي جوه حضني. انت رحت فين؟ مفيش. انا مش حاسس لسه. I have nothing inside my heart. I have no feelings. So sometimes his hand was very heavy. That's why the prophet David said, my bone, when I kept silent, خليت كل حاجة جوايا من غير ما أقول, kept silent, what happened? My bones wasted away. Like it's grow. My bones كده, عارف اللي هو بيقولوا العظم بقى تقيل كده بقى عجوز. Very old. The bones are very old. Why old? I keep silent. I kept all the sins inside me. I'm not revealing. I'm not repenting. I'm not confessed. For day and night your hand was heavy. upon me, my vitality was turning into the drought of summer. You know what that means? Inside us, the Holy Spirit is existing inside my heart. It's like a water. You feel كده رطوبة. دايما كده فرحان مبسوط. You're enjoying all the time. You are enjoying the day and night. You're enjoying the life. You're enjoying everything. Suddenly, you feel sad. Suddenly, you feel there is nothing. There is no light inside your heart. Why? Because I am keeping sin inside my heart. It's like a lamp without oil. It's been like desert with thorns. But actually, his hands is heavy. But in Psalm 2:6, he said, his left hand is under my head and his right hand embraces me. كأن ربنا بيقول كده هو أنا بإيدي أم هتبقى صعبة عليك شوية خلي بالك بس شماله تحت رأسي ويمينه تعانقني. كأنه إيد بتقول لي تعالى ارجع وبتشدني جامد سن وإيد تاني بتطبطب عليا. إيد ممكن تكون شديدة شوية عليا والإيد التانية حنية الحنية اللي مش ممكن ألاقيها في حياتي وهي برضو بتطبطب عليا. I acknowledge my sin to you and my iniquity I have not hidden. As I said, the hand of the surgeon had to use a scalpel to open the wounds, up to expose and clean the corruption. God is doing the same. Go to the wound and try to clean all this corruption. That's why he said, ممكن تيجي بقى وتنظفني من جوه خالص عشان انا تعبت خالص مش قادر استحمل. اللي يقف قدام ربنا ويقول له يا ربي انا محتاج ايدك تنظفني من جوه ربنا ينظفه. واللي يخبي ويفضل مخبي كل حاجته جواه قلبي ووجعه. And he said, hide your face from my sins, for I acknowledge my transgressions. In 1 John he said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. And after that he said in the verse number 6, لَهَذَا يُصَلِّي لَكَ كُلَّ تَقِي فِي وَقْتٍ يَجِدَكْ فِيهِ عند غمارة المياه الكثيرة إياه لا تصيب. For this cause everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. I can't find the forgiveness without prayer. I can't find my life with God without prayer. I can't feel comfort if I'm not open my door and go inside my room and pray and take a time to talk with him. Believe me, if you wanted to repent, if you wanted to confess, it's not like a confession I have to go to Abuna only and I have to confess this is my sin, is it only? No, it's a kind of repentance too. There is the steps. I have to sit down with myself in first and I have to pray a lot and say to God, I am a sinner. I can't do anything without you. This is my life, as you see. That's why he said, for this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. This is the time that I will find you. Only when I close my door and I have a time with you. And after that he said, you are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs and deliverance of deliverance. It's only the place that it is a refuge. صدقوني ما فيش مكان أحلى من الواحد يختبي فيه يتخبى فيه جوه حضن ربنا. لما الدنيا تضيق قوي والواحد حاسس ان تعبان من جواه قوي, الملجأ الوحيد, the refuge only, the one refuge only is the bosom of God. ما عنديش غيره أرى أروح له. عشان كده هو قال you are the hiding place, my hiding place. When I wanted to flee from everyone, I wanted to flee from my sin too, I have to go to his bottom. This is a refuge. So it's like an ark. We protect Noah and his family from the flood of judgment. Exactly. When I confess, when I repent, the ark of confession and repentance will protect me from the flood of judgment too. يقول بالعربي أنت ستر لي من الضيق تحفظني. And after that he said, I shall instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eyes. I will guide you with my eye. Do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle. Else they will not come near you. Many sore shall be to be wicked, to the wicked. But he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. أعلمك وأرشدك الطريق. He will guide me in everything. So he was enjoying with the repentance and confession. The second part of that he said, why I am enjoying now? Because before I was hiding my sin and it was very heavy in my heart. My bones already was like grew up. And after that he said, okay, I have to see you in my prayers. And he said also too, when I pray to you, so he will guide me. So number one is I'm enjoying the repentance. I revealed all my sin, so I'm enjoying. The second part, I have to see you, how I can see you. I will see you in my prayer. When I was hiding my sin, it was like heavy. I can't endure all of that. That's why the second part, the third part he said, خلاص, أنا, I will guide you, Habibi. I will tell you, when you come to me and pray, I will guide you exactly what you have to do. This is exactly what he said. And the last part, he said, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. افرحوا بالرب وابتهجوا يا أيها الصديقون واهتفوا يا جميع مستقيم القلوب. He ended already the psalm by this part. You will enjoy. You will be happy when you reveal all your sins. We'll take out all the dirty of your sins outside. You will be happy. He said that. بيقولوا كده الإنسان اللي يطلع برا بعد الاعتراف بعد ما يكون هو اعترف فعلا بخطاياه كأن واحد مغسول جديد ربنا غسله بدمه طلع مبيض. الولاد الصغيرين لما بيجوا يعترفوا كويس بقول لهم انتوا عارفين بجيب لهم ورقة بيضة بقول لهم عارفين بعد ما بتخلصوا الاعتراف اللي بيحصل تبقوا عاملين زي الورقة البيضة ديت أبلين مفيش حاجة عندكم كل الخطايا كلها اتغفرت بيتوا حبيبي زي ما انتوا اتولدتوا من الأول خالص. يا بخت الراجل أو الإنسان اللي يقف قدام الله ويشيل خطيته ويغفر له ربنا خطيته. يقف بقى ازاي قدام ربنا؟ فرحان. ربنا يدينا نعمة وبركة ويدينا فرح التوبة في هذه الأيام المباركة وإلهنا المجد دائما أبديا آمين.
جابني ما We believe in one God, God the Father, Panta Creator, Creator of our earth, all things seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, whom begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of the light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, not one essence of the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us in the Pontius Pilate, suffered, was buried on the third day, he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven to sit at the hand of the Father, and he's coming in his glory to judge the living dead, whose kingdom shall not end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son are worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and anyone in the Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Schliele flugite,
estasite,
irini posi,
pneumati,
O God, the great and eternal, who formed man in incorruption, and death which entered into the world through the envy of the devil you have destroyed, by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with the heavenly peace, by which the host of angels glorifying you, saying, Glory to God, in the highest peace on earth, and goodwill toward men.
Lord, have mercy.
According to your goodwill, O God, fill our hearts with you, your peace. Cleanse us from all blemish, all guile and hypocrisy, all malice and all remaining remembrance of evil tilling death. Make us all worthy, our Master, to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation you partake of your immortal and heavenly gift, in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with the holy kiss. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. The Lord, who art Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy on us. Offer, stand with trembling, look towards the east, let us attain.
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos and Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, Christ, with your God, Father, and the Holy Spirit. You have come and saved us, have mercy of peace, the sacrifice.